Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do to hurt your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Next thing you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209th and Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rip, or whoever.
Right here, these all that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokes, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swatting me on some activity, I got to get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't going to fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't going to fuck with me. Because I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. Welcome. Sort of for you, only you, and no one else. As you guys are aware, it's Ken Scott, Senior U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst at www.usentrywaiverservices.com, and we resolve all of your USA border crossing issues. So guys, you know what? I'm going to do a quick tradition here. Let's see here. You guys have heard the other episodes from before. But I'm going to keep the tradition going along.
Yeah. We in the motherfucking house for the 9-4. Ain't hype in the motherfucking house. Yeah, MC8 and DJ Slip in the motherfucking house. Compton in the house. Nigga, Compton in the house. Boo, Compton in the house. Bitch, yeah. You can nail me to the motherfucking wall. You can bust me in the head with gas. But fuck ass, nigga, I'll be back. Yeah, you fucked up when you tried to blast. Nervous trigger, nigga, didn't smoke my ass with the...
Yeah, and guys, I believe by that motto as well. So I handle my business because I'm not allowing my business to handle me. Anyway, getting back to the topic here, do I still need a U.S. entry waiver if I have a Canadian record suspension? And guys, let's talk about this logically. The discount waiver companies, what they do is they try to push these pardons or record suspensions to people. Because in a sense for them, it's a big cash cow. Now, we do pardons as well out of the Alberta location only. But the thing is, what we also do is we give out content showing you guys how to do your own pardon if you so desire. And that's at no cost. In other words, it's complimentary, also known as free. And people say there's no such thing as free. Well, you know what? It's the first time for everything. And this is the first time. So you go to our channel, and you can find the links for the content. It's three videos so far, regarding how to do your own Canadian pardon. If you guys take it and use it and do your own video, I'm totally fine with that, because we like to help you guys save money if possible. Because you guys know we resolve the complex waiver cases, so that's the reason why it allows us the flexibility to offer these types of complimentary services. Getting back to the topic at hand, though, do I still need a U.S. entry waiver if I had a Canadian record suspension? First of all, a record suspension is not an NOT, is not recognized by Homeland Security, also known as U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So that means that if you have a pardon for, let's just say, mischief, you do not need a waiver, only because of the fact that the mischief offense does not require a waiver anyway, which I've told you guys before, that waivers are, well, for criminality anyway, only certain offenses require waivers. Some do, some do not. The discount waiver companies and even some lawyers have no idea which ones are which. But I'm here to tell you guys, and we do the complex stuff, that not all offenses require a waiver. For example, the ones for massage, also known as prostitution, those are only it's a 10-year ban for those. And certain criteria that goes along with those. So that one itself is not the lifetime one. So sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't. It just depends. So it depends on the particular circumstances of your case. Now, like I said, the discount waiver companies, they push these pardons because it helps them keep the lights on. But guys, you only need a Canadian pardon if you either get citizenship, Canadian citizenship, or if you want to do sports coaching for like youth, or I guess if you have to watch small kids, like if you own a daycare or whatever, and you need to get your record sealed, because they can't have anyone around the little kids with, you know, certain type of criminality, I guess. So yeah, something like that. Or if you want to get employment, if you need to get, you know, bonded or housing, okay, yeah. But beyond those reasons, if you Joe Singh, you've got your own trucking company, and yeah, you've got a conviction for trafficking, but it's your trucking company, yeah, you need the waiver for the border back and forth. But please tell me, how the fuck is a Canadian pardon going to help Joe? He already owns his own company. He has his own waiver for crossing over. What is a pardon going to do for Mr. Singh? And the answer is zero. And he owns his own home, etc. So what? He doesn't need housing because he owns his own home. So what does he need a pardon for? And the answer is nothing. Guys, you do not need a pardon to get a U.S. entry waiver. It has nothing to do with it because, like I said, it is not recognized by Homeland Security anyway. So if you get suckered by a discount waiver company, them telling you you need a pardon or to get a waiver or this other thing I'm about to mention, then the only person you can blame is the one looking back in the mirror, because then you guys are suckers. Now, what I want to go into here, and I'll be brief, which is difficult for me. One of the things you guys don't realize is that I'm going to read right here. Let me find it here on the screen. This letter was written by a senior RCMP officer, and he offered an explanation regarding this topic. He states, when a Canadian is pardoned, he wrote, the RCMP finds out whether U.S. border officials have looked up the person's criminal file. Okay. If they have, the RCMP sends them a notification of the pardon without saying what the original crime was and ask them to destroy any record of their own they might have created over the years. So, if that's complied with, literally, though, all the U.S. now knows is that the person has some kind of criminal past. And for minor offenders, it doesn't make life easier. So, this basically ties in the fact that the border essentially will still be notified that you've received a pardon. And even if this doesn't quite apply to you, these guards can still find out eventually one way or another, different databases. They have different other methods that I won't go into here. So you might be able to skate by for a couple of years, but eventually it's going to catch up to you, and you're going to have to get a waiver only if your crime is a relevant one. So if it doesn't require a waiver, then you're fine. So don't believe this bullshit about they're saying that the border cannot find it. The border will find out one way or another eventually. You can skate by again for some years, but sooner or later, the day is going to come when you can't hide from the things that you've done. As per Commander Adama from the Battlestar Galactica 2003. It's a bit of a sci-fi junkie. But anyway, so just a quick radio show episode on this. Wanted to let you guys know. And having said that, hear the word from one of our sponsors.
Has this ever happened to you? You live in Canada, and you're stopped at the American border and denied entry, preventing you from traveling to Vegas or anywhere in America for that matter? Maybe they give you a hard time because you got busted smoking a joint or something a long time ago. How about you U.S. citizens who've been stopped at the Canadian border on your way to Whistler, Vancouver, maybe Toronto? Didn't it just piss you off? Well, especially if the border official gave you a hard time because of some little thing on your record from the distant past. Well, denied entry to USA.com can help. Denied Entry to USA specializes in resolving border crossing problems. With years of experience, these guys can be your lifesavers. They'll work on your behalf so you can easily go back and forth for vacations, business, pleasure, or just have fun, if you know what I mean. Online at denied entry to USA.com or give them a call at 888-908-3841. That's 888-908-3841. Get your ass back on the road with denied entry to USA.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate your endorsement of what we do. Anyway, guys, so just again, it's a quick episode, you know, quick for me, I guess, because you guys know I'm very long-winded, and that's on a bad day, I'm long-winded. So remember, a Canadian pardon is not needed to cross the border, and other than the reasons that I mentioned before, you do not need a Canadian pardon. It's a waste of time and money, again, unless it's for the reasons that I previously mentioned. Don't be suckered by these lawyers and discount waiver companies, you know, in this sense, because you do not need it. Unless, again, it's for the reasons I mentioned. I don't want to sound like a parrot, but it seems like with some of you guys, I have to be, because some of you guys don't get it. So hopefully this helps drive the message home. So anyway, guys, I'm out of here. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper. Oh, and also, sorry, this is July 10th, 2022.
Here I stand, done bent, gotta represent, soft scent, throat, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me, atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area, bull massive, pit bull terrier, I'm coming through like the woo dumping chambers, third life, get it right, nigga, danger, 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me, lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me, 40 Glock up on your block, headshot, chest plate getting blown when the nine knocks, and in the distance ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me, said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
Commission to go in combat, gangstavidian, terrorizadidian. I thought you knew Swiss to the combo, competitor, garage and cheese, both like Ketata, knocking out.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry to USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna get y'all know something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
Fit as a rock, smoking that cot. Hotel stay lit, my eyes are soaked. They playing like fire. I keep replacing, but I know I get so higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Fuck peace, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. That's free, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce up. Spit 500 on chronic and smoke the whole fucking